What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Thanks. Good dancing, Cody. Ow, fuck, fuck,
fuck. Hi, Scout.
Hi, babe.
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm chilling.
You look kind of like me right now.
What?
Because you've got a jean. You've got a jean shirt on.
I was wearing jean shirts before you.
No, that's not true. Yeah. I've been wearing them before you were in fucking high school.
That's true. But this was like my wardrobe when I first met Tom. I was always wearing like a jean shirt, and but I would wear like the cut
white
off
pants and boots.
Yeah. And then the cut off jeans. Like the it was very like, am I a lesbian or am I straight? I was like I was 50-50 at that point. I was like, what do I want? What do I want in my life?
You but can dress like a lesbian. Doesn't mean
I
you
do
have
dress
to be
like
one.
I'm bisexual, baby. I was literally looking at some girl's wardrobe, and it was very. She's a lesbian, and I was like, "Fuck, I miss dressing like that." And then I thought, I was like,
"But wow. Do bi girls dress different than like lesbian chicks, or not really?"
I don't know. I at least don't
depend on the person, right?
I at least think like bisexual women are not afraid to like. Push the envelope.
Be badass?
Yeah. I think us bisexual women are like, fuck it. What do I feel like being today? That's kind of me. But no, I'm planning. I've got a Christmas party tomorrow night.
Yeah. So yeah. What's dude, that about? Like, dude. Because you don't have enough on your fucking plate?
What do you mean?
I mean, you literally never stop. Well, what made you decide to have a last minute Christmas party?
Well, my producer friend, Anthony, he just got this really cool house up in Laurel Canyon. And I just went there and I was like, dude, this looks like something that needs to like have a bunch of people at. And he's
So it's not at your house?
No, it's not at my house. No.
Okay, got it.
But I feel like, I don't know if that's more stressful, having to bring everything over there and then pack everything up.
So what are you bringing? I mean, and are you doing everything?
I decorated like his entire house all Christmassy. I'm going there tomorrow and hanging fucking snowflakes from the ceiling and stuff. Pretty much like what my house
like what you were
like
gonna do a few years ago that you didn't get to
my
do.
My uncle passed away. Yeah. So we're doing that, and then I'm making this massive charcuterie spread. I've been looking up TikToks and like I'm doing all these like Christmas trees, and Tom is going to bake some pastry like Christmas tree things. And then Aunt got three bartenders. It's pretty crazy.
Who's bought all the food and alcohol?
So both of us, we've kind of just like kind of split it up. But it's a white elephant party.
Did you buy everything already?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
when did you like a Costco run or?
Well, tomorrow I have to do all the last minute cheeses and stuff and then go over there and figure out.
Trader Joe's girlfriend.
Exactly. I'm going to go
on Instagram. There's a chick that I follow called the Reluctant Entertainer.
Okay.
And she does like board, like they're like giant wood boards.
Oh, cool.
And they have like whatever your theme is, you can, they're pretty amazing.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll go check her out.
She's dope.
And I was saving like little things that I found here and there to like kind of make it look.
Honestly, Trader Joe's has the best shit because you can buy all the cheeses and the fruit and the blah, 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 the nuts and all the whatever shit there.
It was so funny. I sent Tom to the store while we were doing this and I was like, can you just get me crackers? And he's like, what do you mean crackers? I was like, just get me fucking crackers, like just any crackers, just like pick boxes up of different crackers. And he's like, I need a list. I'm like, I don't know what crackers I'm going to get.
Trader Joe's assortment crackers, Tom.
I said, and then I was
there's
like,
a box that has an assortment of four different kinds. But I get it. You know what? Here's what it is.
He's freaking out. He needs a list.
He doesn't. Well, they all need lists. I'm like, ugh. The time it would take me to make a list, dude. I can just fucking go to the store and just do it. Yeah. It takes longer for me to sit and have to think about it than to drive my ass to the store. And I live in the country, so that's even a bigger deal.
I also think that's like the fun of it. Like when you go to a store and you're like, what am I doing? Oh, I'll just pick
for
up
you,
this shit. Yeah,
for
I know.
You, well, because
yeah, I don't
you're
have babies.
Creative.
Oh, okay.
You know? No, I mean, I do that stuff too. Like I have pictures and then I'm like, oh, I'll just go to the store and I'll just copy all of this stuff. But you know, with guys, they just want to make, they don't want to get it wrong.
I know. He wanted to FaceTime me and I'm like, Tom, you've got this. I believe in you. And then he wanted me to go look through the bag and approve everything that he got. And I said, and I looked at it and I was like, it's good. He's like, you didn't even look at it. I was like, it's fine. I'm going to use it. Whatever you bought, I'll use it. I'll make it work.
Do you know what it is? It's because he doesn't know quite yet what you're particular about and what you're willing to like be cool with and what he's going to get in trouble for and what he's going to get praised for.
Well, I don't fucking
He hasn't quite
cook,
gotten there yet.
So he probably doesn't know.
Why don't you cook?
I don't know, man. We were talking about it, you know, as we were doing our taxes. We were like, you know what? We need to cook more. But us cooking is getting in shape food. It's not lovely, nice meals. It's chicken, vegetables. Like it's not, it's us
but
both.
But that's good. That's why they say like you lose weight when you cook because you are paying attention to what you're eating.
No,
because you
course.
Know what you're making.
But that's what we make every single night. There's nothing different. So there's no
Why
excitement.
Don't you go look at recipes.
Well, my stomach is like an issue. Like I can't handle like a lot of things. So I'm like sticking to like what I know,
basic.
Especially like while I'm trying to get in shape.
For our Costa Rica trip?
Yeah.
After your
for
wedding.
My wedding. For my wedding and then for the Costa Rica, which we have to figure that out to tonight. We got it. So guys, this episode, when this episode airs, I think this is going to be the day that it's popped out. Are you stoked?
I'm actually excited. I was watching The Golden Bachelor on rerun tonight.
And then he was in Costa Rica.
He went to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, it's really pretty. It's beautiful. I mean,
yeah.
I want to get, you know, I mean, I know it's beautiful, but it's like, and then she was doing what we did at your bachelorette party. She was canyoneering down a waterfall. And she was like almost drowning.
She wasn't. I watched it too. She wasn't almost.
She was almost drowning.
The thing
she was
is,
like freaked out.
You can't panic. You can't panic.
Of course not.
You know, like that's not a way to go into like an extreme sport. No. It's to panic.
I don't even think I was watching it going, if I was doing that for the first time, I don't think I would have panicked.
I don't
think
so
either.
She kind
of panicked a little bit.
Yeah. She was panicking. Were you shocked by who he chose?
I was
fucking shocked.
I was. Yeah. And I only, okay, so I was watching here's what I did. I watched the very first episode.
And
so
then
I could
the
pretend
end.
That I knew who was going to win, which I was all wrong. And then I watched, it ended up coming on the final rose. So it was on and I was like, oh my God, I want to watch it. And I clicked it was on live and I saw that she was on the couch with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, shit, all right, mm-hmm. Now I guess I know. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so surprised. But wait, well, what were his like two finals? So tonight I went and I tried to watch like the fantasy suite one.
So it
I was,
all
I was
changed
kinda bored.
Because of the fantasy suite. So apparently
so
she rocked his fucking world that night because after that, he like looked at that other girl like he has never looked at her before. It was like, you suck. She's great at sucking. It was like,
wow. It was, I figured something had to happen.
Dude, but like, but I think somebody said there, because it's been like this in other Bachelor seasons, where the guy will literally change after the fantasy suite. And they're like, well, man's still a man. Doesn't matter what age.
But listen, the Bachelorette, like, she's changed.
Oh, yeah. No,
after the fantasy suite with, too.
I mean, it's like, you gotta try it before you buy it. But I was shocked. But I also like, I really,
they had like a they shared an experience together.
Yeah.
You know, with the passing of her husband, yeah, and the passing of his wife, and the other chick, as you know, she was younger and sassier, but she's divorced twice. She's like, I don't know. I felt like when I was watching the scene where she was crying about not having heard from death till death do you part person, I didn't see actual tears coming out of her eyes.
Mm.
So I was trying to gauge, like, and he seems a little bit like airy, and the woman he chose seems a little bit airy to me. So like, they actually seem a little more compatible.
I personally thought it was the third person to the last that he sent home.
Oh, I didn't see her.
I thought it was her. I don't remember her name. I thought he had an amazing connection with her, and I was shocked it wasn't her at the end. Like, shocked.
What was wrong with her family? Did he meet her family or no?
He met her family. Everything was good. That's why it was like, I think it was, everybody was shocked that he got rid
of
her.
Something must have happened. It must have been produced.
Yeah.
It must have been edited a certain way, because it shouldn't be that shocking.
Well, did you hear the drama with the Golden Bachelor? Or did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah. Oh. So apparently, like, when his wife, I guess who was taking care of his wife in her like last days, her nurse, he ended up dating. And she came forward because he was like, I haven't dated anyone or fell in love or whatever with anyone since my wife died. And she was like, actually, no, we dated. Did you forget that? Apparently. But who knows?
Did they go out like out to dinner? Was she misreading it, or were they like boning?
I don't know. It made it sound like she was seeing, like, yeah, boning. Like they were seeing each other. I was like, oh man, that just like sucks that this like 70-year-old man has to like deal with that now.
Yeah, still.
You know?
With crazies coming out of the woodwork.
But they're getting married in January. Did you see that?
Oh, I love that.
They're just like, well, we can't wait.
Yeah, well,
we're like,
it's funny. Kidding. He was talking about like getting an honor or whatever in the fantasy suite. And he was like, you know, you never know when it's going to be the last time you're going to get to use it.
Oh,
like that's a thing.
What does sex look like when you're older?
You asking me because I'm older?
No, no, no. I'm just out in the universe. I'm like, what is, like, when you're that age, like, what does that
I don't
look
know.
Like? Like, even when I was seeing them kissing, I was like, wow. I was like, you just forget how to kiss? Like, do you just, like, forget to, like, because you don't use that muscle very much or something?
Maybe.
You know?
I don't know. I mean, I always see old movies and I'm like, people don't kiss like that.
Yeah.
Like, what is
that?
Oh, I've never seen a lot of older people making out. So no. I don't know.
No. And then it looks
like to
weird.
Make out when I'm old?
Yeah. I'd like to make out now. It's gonna kill
Speaking
me.
Of reality shows, everyone's like, fuck reality shows. Let's talk about horror movies. So did you see, I haven't seen Thanksgiving yet, which I've been wanting to see,
so
Eli's
good.
Movie. Was
so
it
good.
So good?
So good. It was crazy. It was weird. It was weird.
So that's crazy. He announced that he's already doing or going to do a sequel.
You're like, shocked?
No, but like the announcement was like timed perfectly. And, yeah. You know, I was like, I've never seen a movie like when it's opened already announced that it's going to have a sequel.
I feel like that's happening a lot now. I feel like that's the, like the new thing. I feel
like it needs to be like reach a certain amount of a certain number before they're like, it's automatically mm-hmm. greenlit kind mm-hmm. of thing. Or didn't they know? I mean, he probably
knew when they were doing it
or three, like going into it.
Yeah. Yeah. He had to.
Just didn't say anything.
Well, apparently Thanksgiving was something that was in, what was it, Death Proof? You remember when they had, it was
oh,
a Death
yeah,
Proof?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So that's been a plan for a while.
Yeah.
It took that long to get this executed. Crazy.
I'd like to have him on the show. On our show.
Yeah, because I would love to talk to him about when I read for
him. Why he's never hired us.
When I read for him and he went, Scout, you're too big. Like, I can't hire you. You're too well known. I was like, what you mean?
He had me come in and read for one of the fucking hostels.
Yeah.
I was like, just tell me. No, he used to have sex with my roommate. Just tell me what you want me to do. Just tell me. I was there from the beginning when you were like, oh my God, Halloween 4. Remember, Eli?
I think he's such a talent. I thought that movie was really, really
so talented.
Well done. I didn't realize that, what is it called? Black Friday is so nuts. Like, so crazy. Like, please.
Didn't? Did you try to go somewhere?
No, the movie. That's like the whole like premise of the movie. This Christmas party that I'm doing tomorrow night is a white elephant party. And I didn't expect everybody that I sent the RSVP to, the invite, to say yes. So it's like 100 plus people.
Oh God, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
You can't do white elephant with 100 people. You'll be there for 7
everybody's
hours.
Everybody's always already bringing a gift. So I had
to be there for literally 7 hours.
So this is what I gave my director friend. We were like, been texting all day. And he was like, what if? I was like, and Tom had this idea as well. It's like, what if we put everybody in rooms of groups of like 30 and they all do their own individual like white elephant like thing. I was like, we're going to have to. So I was trying to come up with names for the 4 different rooms. I was like, this is the naughty list room. This is the Rudolph the reindeer room. Like, I was just trying to come up with fucking names and make
signs.
Are
they going to pick out of a hat?
So I'm going to literally like the old days when we used to go back and audition and read in front of casting directors. I'm literally going to put out a fucking sheet and everyone's going to put their name in there. They're going to sign in as soon as they get there. And then at 8:30, we're cutting it off. And then I'm going to know how many people there's that are going to participate. And then I'm going to assign everybody a room. And then my loud house is going to get everybody to those rooms. Dressed up.
Sounds like a considerable fucking amount of work.
Dressed up as Mrs. Claus, bitch. With white hair and all.
You know what's funny? I have a corset that would go great with that hat.
Oh, man.
So will you bring it to my house?
Yeah.
You can wear it.
On our
wear
live?
It on for my Christmas party. Because I have a corset I'm doing like a pop-up for Houston Horror Film Fest. Uh-huh. They're doing like a little Christmas pop-up. So I'm going to go next weekend to Houston and do it for the day. And I'm going to do a little naughty Santa photo shoot. So I bought like a red corset that's got that white fuzzy. I'm going to do it there. Yeah.
Oh my God. Cute.
Why not? Fuck it. Right. So I bought one of those. I don't have pants yet. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to do on the bottom. If you want to swim,
do tights.
Like, yeah.
Probably, like red tights.
Yeah, I could just do like red leggings or something like that.
Or red leggings or red tights with like red fishnet over it. It'd look really hot.
Oh, so, but I have, then I have to wear underwear. It's only like a corset top. It's not like a bodysuit thing.
Yeah, wear like little booty shorts. So is your Christmas party a dress up thing?
Yeah, it's mine is naughty or nice is the theme.
Okay. So I shouldn't return all my lingerie that I bought myself.
We're not doing white elephant. We're doing black rhino.
That sounds like a sex party, Danielle. Like,
it's not. It's not a sex party. Trust me. It is an adult party, but it's just, I don't know. You know what it is? Because I live in Texas and you'll see.
Everybody swings.
People are kind of sheltered when it comes to sex talk here. So it's been fun for me to like introduce my Texas mom friends to like the dark side.
Hilarious.
And the reason why I'm calling it Black Rhino is because one of my friends that I introduced to the dark side's husband is very excited about her going to the dark side. And when we were on a trip somewhere, I think it might've been New York, he stopped at the drugstore or not the drugstore, the, like the gas station and got a hard-on pill.
Oh my God, I heard that really hurts. So wait, Black Rhino Sex Club Christmas party.
It's not a sex club.
Danielle is hosting.
No, it's naughty or nice. And it's just, so I'll tell you what my gift that I'm putting under the tree is.
Okay.
It's called a decanter.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a wine decanter.
And a dick?
In the shape of a dick and balls.
That's hilarious.
Now, you know, if someone else got that, I would fucking steal it.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would.
Because it's fucking hilarious. The fact that it's trademarked decanter, D-I-C-K.
Oh, that's amazing.
C-A-N-T-E-R, decanter.
How about I just bring my gifts that you guys got me for my bachelor?
It's perfect.
That have just been used for writing.
Oh, my God. Tom's not getting any, apparently. Girl, you got to open that shit up. What good is it if it stays in the fucking box?
He knows it's here.
Well, oh, it's for you to wear.
Yeah, he knows it's here. I don't know how many times I've told him it's here. Let's see what he does.
You guys still haven't, yeah.
No, still, we have.
You know what's funny is, I mean, like you were asking me, like, we were talking about initiation, like, we were talking on one of the episodes about like how you initiate. Wait, is that what you said? You use a different word. Like,
I think it was your turn offs, I think is what it was. I think
turn offs and turn offs, turn ons. Yeah.
And if there's anything that someone does that's like a complete turn off for you.
You know what? If you tickle my feet.
We know that you're not a foot fetish person.
Dude, my feet are so fucking ticklish. If you just, I think it's like when someone like flicks it.
I was about to show my feet. That's so weird. I was about to be like.
Don't show your feet. When someone just like flicks it or does something to it, it makes me like my reaction is to fucking kick you in your face as hard as I possibly can and break your cheeks. Because that is like it's like nails on a chalkboard for me when I get tickled.
Did they do something to you like on set? Like, did someone fuck with your feet like on set when you were a kid or something? Or you're just like.
No, I think maybe I got tickled too much when I was a baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I was really conscious of not tickling my kids' feet when they were little.
Oh, really? Because
you can't pull away and your nerves are like all there as a baby. I mean, I think I was tickled too much because I literally is like, it makes me get hot. Like my blood pressure goes up and my chest gets red when someone tries to tickle me. Like that's the quickest way for me to like, I'll spit in your face. I'll be that angry at you. I can't control it. It's like, I will assault you if you tickle me. I swear to God.
It's so crazy.
I can't stand it.
Tom like massages my feet every night.
You're so spoiled. I got to teach you how to cook, first of all, how to get those handcuffs out and show him how to use them on you. Let's see. Oh, well, I'm not going to do that because that'd be fucking weird. But
Tom, I need to ask this question. Tom O'Connell.
By the way, so last night while he's coming, I was sitting in my den or whatever, and I was talking to David, and I said something about the show, and I said, did you listen to this Tuesday's episode?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. I said, oh, you did? When? Because he was in the yard all day yesterday, like loading and unloading giant pallets of fucking rocks. And I was like, when did you listen to it? He's like, I listened to it. I said, the whole thing? He said, yeah. And I said, so what did you think about like what I was talking about? I go, it wasn't weird to me that like, you would be, would you be weirded out if like some guy was hypnotizing me to have an orgasm? I mean, I don't know why I didn't think it would be weird to you. And he just looked at me with his eyes like,
I'm going to kill you. And he was like,
yeah. I was like, really?
Yell for the win. Saving Danielle
really?
Marriage.
Because I wouldn't care. I mean, if some woman was
you
like, I
care?
Can make your, I can make David
care?
Come by like saying a few words to him, I'd be like, show me how to do it.
But that you can't.
Teach me.
But you can't. You can't be taught.
Well, who taught them?
I cannot believe you wouldn't care. That would make me so upset.
Well, she's not touching him.
I know, but like you made my person have an orgasm. Like,
well,
look, I guess
no,
not.
He had
I guess
an
not.
Orgasm
I'm a burner. I'm a burner. I don't give a fuck. But I guess I don't know. I guess maybe it would be an issue now because of things that we're working on in our relationship. So maybe I'd be like, wait a minute.
I need that cum, you motherfucker.
Wait a minute.
Don't waste it on some bitch.
What the fuck?
It didn't even fucking touch you.
Scout.
Why do I have to do all the work?
You want to have Scout have a meltdown? That. I'd be like, shut down. Literally shutting down. Like, sex, love, problems. I would just be shutting down.
So David messaged me something. I'll see if I could find it. I was going to post it. And then I was like, I don't want to share everything. Like, I don't want to post it on social media for random people to see it. If they listen to the show and they already are like, are not judgy, then cool. But, you know. So he was, wait. Talk to me for a second while I try to find this because I may not ever find this.
Well, I wanted to show you something.
We text all day long to each other.
I wanted to show you something. I found this interesting video of this woman that would do topless cleaning and stuff like that, like for men. And I was like, Tom and I actually were watching it in bed this morning, and I was like, man, I was like, men
Danielle should do that.
Or women. Yeah, that's what I thought, but I didn't say it out loud. But men and women, I was like, men will find anything for a woman to do to show her breasticles. I was like, God, it doesn't even fucking matter. It really doesn't matter. So, okay, so I'm going to play this video of her.
Okay.
Hold on, let me turn this up. Please, internet, come on.
Did y'all know that men are hiring women to put up their Christmas trees topless? As many of you may know, the holidays are here. Everyone's feeling merry and bright. Got on Twitter last night, got on Reddit, got on my Craigslist ad, Facebook Market, got on my Spicy page, and even in my Instagram DMs. And was like, hey, you're in Florida? Hell, you're even across the fucking state line. If you want your Christmas shit put up, I'll put it up for you with my titties out. I had at least 30 motherfuckers message me back and was like, hell yeah, let's do it. I was like, oh shit, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I only expected a couple people to be like, oh yeah, sure. Because I feel like majority of people already have like their Christmas shit up because people were already decorating before Thanksgiving. What have I been doing all day today?
Why.
Putting up a bunch of Christmas trees, decorating them, putting up little villages around people's houses. And I even had one man who had a Christmas tree in his backyard that he wanted chopped down with a damn axe. So, don't worry. It didn't take too much effort. And I couldn't do it fully topless because, like, it wasn't 100% private all around. So I did it in my micro bikini. I charge what I usually charge for my topless maid services, which is $300 an hour. And of course, I always get tips. And I had a pretty good amount of clientele today. I also have a lot more tomorrow. But today's lump sum of putting up Christmas decorations topless was $3,500.
Bitch!
And she doesn't have to do anything?
Thank you, Sammy from TikTok. I fucking love you. Thank you so much for that. Tom is here. Tom, did you listen to last week's episode? Did you see the clip that we posted? Okay, well, you don't support me.
I heard your episode.
Wow.
Just kidding. He always hears your
episode. I'm just kidding. It's sarcasm. Hey, it's sarcasm. Okay.
That's so funny.
So if there was a guru, if there's like a person that could give
hypnotherapist,
but it's not, yeah. But like could hypnotize Danielle and I to have an orgasm.
Not together.
Well, we were going to have him on the show.
We're not
like, going to be together, but like we're going to both orgasm.
Would
you be okay with it? Damn. You need to be married
cool
to Tom.
As long as it doesn't touch you.
Apparently, you and Tom need to be a fucking couple. David and myself need to be a couple.
No,
because
babe, opposites attract.
I'm telling you. I literally was like, Danielle, are you fucking joking? I was like, go pitch that to your husband right now and tell me what he says. You will never, ever, that will never happen. What the fuck?
Scott, talk into the microphone.
I am talking into the microphone. She told me to be a side talker.
I know, but you're looking towards fucking Tom.
Sorry,
nobody can hear you.
I'm doing this.
There you go.
Are you kidding? You would be okay if I went and got hypnotized by a man and he's just making me.
You didn't say went and got. You said if he's on the show and it's like remote or something, the power of suggestion.
See?
It's still you.
See? Who cares?
Wow.
And wouldn't you want to know how to do it, Tom?
Tom's not going to know. He's not going to be like, well, now
like
that
if you
I am
do
done
with your mind,
hypnotizing you, I'm doing my guru thing that makes me millions. Tom O'Connell, would you love to learn how to give your fiance an orgasm by not touching her?
Do you want to hear? You want to see foreplay? on my from my husband.
By the way, Danielle's party is like a sex party. It's a Santa Claus sex party.
Don't listen to her. It is not.
Okay, that is all. We'll talk later about that.
So this is I told you, like, David and I are pretty blunt about, like, just saying what we want to do. Like, yeah. There's no, like, just waiting to see what the other person's going to do for, like, come-ons and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he sent me a picture the other day of him plowing the fucking dirt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it was, like, a big, big machine.
Yeah.
Do you see what he wrote?
That turns me on.
Good to get so to I work. Wrote to him. I'm like, that turns me on. And I get eggplant, peach, and then I don't know what that face is. And then he writes, good, get them kids worked the fuck out so I can plunder that ass tonight. Mind you, this conversation was going on while my kids were at a 7-year-old's birthday party doing ninja camp.
Oh my God.
And he sent me a picture of him working on the yard. And I was like, that turns me on. How nice my yard is looking. And then I get eggplant.
Oh, that turned you on, not just him eggplant. Working the machine?
Well, no, how hard he was working to make my yard look so nice.
Oh, you're so funny. My thing is the actual act of like when Tom was working on his car the other day, I was like, that's really hot you're working on a machine. It wasn't because you're getting the car to work. It was just because you're working with mechanical things.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, listen, at the same, like, yes, I see David, you do all this man shit all the time anyway. So, but like the fact that there's like, I get to see the progress.
Yeah.
It's like for like making our house pretty. And it's all the stuff that like I've asked him to do and wanted him to do. And like, it's happening and it looks great, you know? And the fact that like, I really wanted to help do the patio this last 2 days, but I can't lift. There's these like giant fucking flagstone, whatever stones that we're like putting all over our back patio over the cement. Mm-hmm. And they weigh like 40 pounds a piece, just like thin pieces of stone. So there's, I don't know, 500 of them. So I literally like, I can't, I need to like, you have to put them together like a jigsaw puzzle to get them to kind of fit. And then you pour concrete and then you fit them together and then you, plaster over it.
Yeah, no.
It's the same stone as I had in my house in Simi Valley outside in the patio. Mm. But anyway, I can't, I want to move it around and be able to like make it look pretty, but I physically can't lift it. And I wish I was stronger. I would do so much more if I could physically, it's probably why I can't physically do it because I would fucking do everything.
You ever try lifting?
Yeah. I mean, there's
like
that part of me that wants
to. You have a huge house. You should just do a gym like Skip and Alice do.
Huge house? Are you kidding? I got fucking shit everywhere. Where am I? People don't even have a place to sleep. You sleep in my kid's bed when you come over.
I don't know. I feel like you guys could create it like an add-on thing in the backyard that's like a little baby gym.
Dude, I'll never use it.
Well,
I'll never use it at home.
Then stop complaining that you can't lift fucking rocks.
Dude, no.
Dude, it was, you know what it was? Call me to lift shit. They're like, can you?
No, but it's like hours. But it's hours and it's lifting and kneeling back down and putting them like having to do it from a squatting position.
Yeah, that's why I always feel bad for people that
bricklayers and stuff. Dude, fucking horrible.
That's fucking awful.
God.
That sounds like misery. And thank you
the worst.
To all the people that do that sort of work. My God.
I mean, I was literally sitting on my butt and I was trying to push them with my feet because I could not bend down and pick them up because my back was just going to break.
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah. That hurts my back too.
What are you bringing to your white elephant party tomorrow? What's your white elephant gift?
So Tom's family loves to do white elephant. So I had to get their gifts as well. So I'm trying to figure out which one I want to do. It's either going to be this little golf sport toilet thing where you can play golf on the toilet.
Oh, yeah. So cute.
As you do. Or it's going to be Nicolas Cage's face on a blanket. It's just his whole face with no chin. That'll probably be for his family, white elephant. And then there's these little socks that when you wear them, they hold hands.
It's just an opportunity to buy dumb shit that you know you want, but don't ever want to spend the money on.
But I love it. But I really love it. So do you want to know shit?
Here's what mine is.
Oh, that's like very classy.
No, it's not that part.
Penis. I know, but
it pours out the top.
But like, I don't think it's like the Little Mermaid's cover. Like you wouldn't know it was a dick until you like really looked at it and you're like, oh, it's a fucking dick on the castle. I can't believe they didn't realize that.
I didn't even know that.
Did you not?
No.
The OG poster of the Little Mermaid, I have it on in cassette form. They hid a penis on the castle.
What? I mean, people are saying that, but that's not real. Like, they didn't really do that.
Yes, I purposely. Have this. I have. Come. Really, what's that? Baby. Yeah, I'll have him get it. Yeah, no, there is a penis. Yeah, it was crazy. There's so many like dirty shit in Disney movies that they've gotten away with, which is so nuts.
They're probably high as fuck when they're writing these fucking movies.
Well, I've gotten a tour of the Disney Animation Studio. And do you know how many hidden bars there are in the animation studios?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll be like, oh, yeah, just pull that book and out pops like this mysterious door. And there's just a baby bar. They're like, yeah, we come here sometimes and we just can't think of anything.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what if, God, I wish I could fucking draw. I wish I could be an animator. So, insane thing happened. We had our wedding coordinator meeting and we were getting everything. And then the last like 2 minutes, she goes, yeah, so then just in case it rains. And I was like, it may? Raining? She's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, just in case, they should have told you that, right? And I was like, nope. They didn't.
It's spring.
They're like, they didn't mention that. And she's like, huh. She's like, yeah, well, I mean, if it does, no big deal. We'll have to like tent it. And it would be like, I don't know, like $7,500 for the tent.
Uh-oh.
I was like, I'm sorry, what? To go for the summer, it was only $4,000 more. And now you're telling me I would have to pay more than what the fucking venue cost me for a tent?
You can't sub that out and get somebody else to do
and
it?
And I won't know. No, that's the rental.
What, no, until the night before?
I won't know until like 2 nights prior.
And then you'll do what I did, which is get a tent and then it won't rain.
But dude, her name's Dawn. She was like, I used to work for them and I told them because I had to deal with a lot of brides that were very unhappy with the rain and finding out that I told them that they have to let you guys know. And she said, they didn't tell you? And I was like, no. So I'm trying to think of an email that I can send them because that like, at least like you've got to tell your brides.
Yeah. But also you have to also be prepared that it could rain anywhere on any day.
But not set, like, no, not that you don't have something for the rain that can be rented. Oh, not that I have to go get it from the only company in the area and it's going to cost me $7,500.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I don't, like, what? So I'm, like, so nervous. My dad, his thing was, well, just move it.
Jesus. Oh God. Oh,
fucking Christ. I can't. What?
Is there an indoor? Is there a way to do it indoors? If
not
you need
for
it?
The amount of people that we have.
Mm.
It's all outdoors. That's what we wanted. All outdoors. I'm talking about the wedding.
So your reception is outdoors as well.
Mm-hmm.
Shit balls.
Yeah, dude. I'm like freaking out. I'm like that. God. Like that's a lot of money. We're already spending so much money.
I get why it's so expensive, though. It's because it's your ceremony and your reception.
The ceremony, I think they just give umbrellas. Like we would have to buy umbrellas for people. It's just the reception where all the dances are and all that stuff. But I'm like, that is crazy. I just, for some reason, like May in LA, it just never rains.
Let's look it up.
Well, we did. Tom looked it up and he was like, it's 10%. And I was like, with my fucking luck?
Nah, you don't have bad luck.
Bro.
You don't have bad luck.
My luck in my past life beg to differ.
Listen, you've already paid the price for that.
Well yeah. Probably over and over and over. I'm still paying the price. Every time my dog shits in the bathroom, I'm like, ah.
You're kidding. Is that your dog's go-to? Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah, the Shiba Inus, man. They can't eat anything. Like, so our downstairs neighbors, if you can hear me, stop giving them fucking treats.
Oh no.
So they give them any treats.
Just tell them.
We have told them. And they just keep on fucking doing it.
So next time, dogs shit on their porch from your bathroom.
That's what my dad did. My dad and my uncle would shit in bags and,
throw it on the porch, light it on fire.
On the porch and, yeah.
Gross. I have a funny story about my dad. My mom told me the story. So it happened when they were teenagers. My dad apparently tried to light his fart on fire
and lit his asshole.
Lit his hair on his asshole caught on fire. Because he laid on his back and he put his legs behind his head lit it, and literally his asshole went up in flames. I mean, it was the 70s too. God knows how much hair was there.
Free rat.
I mean, it was the 70s. I mean, he got a perm and carried an attaché case. Like, he probably would have gotten a wax knowing him.
My God, that is crazy. That is so funny. I've never lit my farts on fire.
No. Fart. Who farts?
I fart, Danielle. I look at Cody's like, me? I do. I fart. You guys need to be on our Patreon watching this. Oh, God. So sorry. Before I forget, we need to take a little break and have a commercial. Right back, bitches.
That's the only way we can pay for our editor. Yeah. We have to go to this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Bye.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Okay, so I have this. Why are you whining? What, baby? I got no food for you, honey. Be codependent. Come on, go be fucking codependent.
Codependent means not leave your side.
Oh, sorry. Go be independent.
There you go.
Sorry.
He's like, wait, mom, all this time you've been telling me to be codependent. Why do you think I don't leave your side? And why I pace around you like a fucking crazy dog?
It's all your fault. My dog in therapy.
Yes.
Hanging out with his crew. So there was this girl that I discovered that makes these. Okay, just listen to this. Just listen to this. Hold on.
One of the things that I do that some of you may not realize or may realize is that I take dollhouses and I recreate the actual murders of families that took place in houses in the house itself. They're 1/12 scale, and I study the crime.
This bitch.
That's crazy. I saw that. It's pretty amazing.
Dude.
I mean, I wouldn't want it to be from my family, obviously. I couldn't even imagine.
But that's what I'm saying. I think there's like...
there's a line that gets crossed sometimes.
I think that might be a little too much.
Yeah.
I think. Like, could you imagine? Like murders happen all the time.
Going on a date with some guy and going to his house and being like, what is that? It's like, oh, that's the scene from Ted Bundy murder.
Not even a scene. Yeah, not a scene. That's the actual murder case from a real live murder recreated in a dollhouse form. Do you like to go to the bedroom, blow me? Like, what the fuck?
Is there like I don't want to even say that that's horrible. I can't even like think about what was about to come out.
I just don't understand. Like, there's it's interesting. Like when people are like, oh my God, like I love Ted Bundy. I love him. What do you mean? You know, when people are like so obsessed with like serial killers, which I mean, I'm like obsessed with like why they did it, how they did it, but to like have an obsession for the actual person. It's just like
you wouldn't marry Charles Manson. Didn't you say you had the hots for Charles Manson?
I loved his voice. His voice was really good. He was a great singer. He was an amazing singer. And too bad he was a fucking serial killer, because he probably would have like songs that we were.
Well, he was the mastermind, psychotic swastika on his forehead or fucking whatever he had.
I think there is like a fine line, and when I saw that and like how much she makes. I was like, whoa. And who? She was just watching one day and she was like, you know what? Look at that dollhouse. You know what? I want to make dollhouse. Like, who thinks of that?
Crime scenes.
Of actual murders. Not just like makeup stuff, but like actual ones. Like, I know people buy this, but to actually go, like, people are going to buy these. I just don't think I don't know. Write in. Anybody would buy one, I would love to know why. Like what is there something I'm missing?
People buy weird shit.
Yeah, like fucking skeleton bones. I used to collect a lot of like I used to have a lot of like
What's the weirdest thing? What's the weirdest shit you've collected?
I guess that's probably it for me.
Bones?
Yeah, bones. Like I used to like have like bats, like, you know, and like iguanas and like all that sort of stuff, which is like not weird, but like it kind of is when you look at it.
It's kind of weird.
But it wasn't weird to me, but yeah, but it's not weird. Yeah. It's just everybody's interest is just different, I guess. But I don't do it. I don't have them anymore.
Do you think you went through a phase of just like trying to figure out who you were and that was like cool?
Yeah.
Where you were in your life at the time? Because I can't see you having like bat bones in your house now.
Yeah, when I was super like emo and like, yeah. Super. I was.
What do you think that phase was about? Just being a teenager.
I was very sheltered. Like my mom would pick out what I wore and like do my hair up until I was like 16 years old. So I think I was like, when I went to camp, I was like, whoa, like these guys. My mom would never let me wear that. And I met Rex, and everything just got destroyed. Did I not tell you that story? I did. Yeah, I went. I think I did. I think I did on the podcast. I went to camp in these like blue parachute pants, pink top. Like, listened to Britney Spears, blonde hair, and then I'm theater camp. And some of them were musicians, and some of them were theater. And then I met a boy named Rex, and he had like NoFX shirt. Yeah,
that was it.
And my mom picked me up, and I had like black eyeliner and black shirt, and she was just like, "Never again." And then my grandma would let me wear, but I went to an extreme. Like I was like super extreme. And my grandma would let me, like my mom hid all my black clothing. She was like, you're not wearing black anymore. You're not listening to NoFX, Dead Kennedys. You're not listening to this shit anymore. And then whenever I would go to my grandma would let me wear all that stuff.
Of course. That's what grandmas are for.
Yeah. But my grandma was always so scared that my mom, because my mom would do this thing where she wouldn't call us sometimes to let us know that she was coming to pick me up. Just see what she could catch us in.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so my grandma was just always like, fuck. She caught us. I'm in trouble. You're in trouble. Yeah. So weird. Man, life is so weird.
I was in the car with my mom the other day and she... Sure, she's going to listen to this episode. I don't know why she listens. She should just not listen. Nobody that I know personally, she just should listen, really. She was upset with me for a conversation that I had had. And she's going to be upset with me again for now telling you that she was upset with me, just so you know. For the conversation that I had with you and...
Damon.
Damon, yeah. And because I was telling the story about my Spencer for Hire audition or my One Life to Live when I went to Spencer for Hire in Boston and I got food poisoning and I had to get on the plane and, you know, and so she was upset with the way I presented that story. But she said it in a way, she was like, I'm sorry. And I said, well,
you have to understand,
like, from my point of view, where I look back on it now and like, that's fucked up, you know, and she said to me, she goes, you wanted to go be on One Life to Live. That was her response to me saying that was fucked up. And I was like, Mom, I was like 8 years old. Mm. I didn't want to be on One Life to Live. Like I didn't, you know what I mean? Like it, yeah. She's like, you did. You said you wanted to go. It's like, but as a parent, you have it's to go like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to go. You're sick. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And also like in retrospect, I said to her, like thinking about like that could have ruined my career. You know, I was like, it was a huge ABC show and we lied, said I was sick and in the room and held up production for the day. And I was on a plane going to New York City to audition for another show. Like if they ever found out back then, I mean, and of course, and I said to my mom, I'm like, she's like, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know. And I was like, listen, if the conversation had been, hey, listen, I heard you on your show and you said something that upset me. And just so you know, I didn't think about it that way. It was your first show. In retrospect, I would have done everything differently. Sorry yeah. that I didn't think about it in that way. It would have been squashed. But I think, you know, our relationship still doesn't have that kind of communication. Her response was not what I had anticipated, which was it's your fault. You know, you wanted to do this. I just did what you wanted me to do. And I'm sure I did. I'm sure I was like, I want to go, Mommy. I want to go because you're like, I can get this job and we can buy that car that could take mm-hmm. me to the city so I don't have to take the subway anymore. And all these things that you hear your parents talking about when they talk about what your life could look like if you're successful, because seen what they can provide so far, and it maybe doesn't look the way they had hoped or you could dream about. So you're the only avenue to make that happen. So it's a weird, I don't know, kids process things in a weird way. It's very hard to explain to an adult now how your kid mind was processing.
First of all, I admire that you and your mom were able to have that conversation with each other. And I also comment to your mother and to my mom if she's listening. I know, and parent, my father's listening, I know that you all were trying your best. Like, I know that. Like, I get that. I'm literally about to have a conversation with my mom when I see her next Tuesday, because I just had a massive conversation with my dad that ended up in like tears. And
is this inspired by your newfound therapy, or you're just ready to work on it because now you have time to slow the fuck down?
You know, we didn't talk about it in therapy, but like getting a lot of this stuff off of my chest with who you recommended, I felt very nice walking out of there. Like I felt like I could at least, like, she was putting things in a way, how I think about myself, in a way that I could understand. And it just made me feel like less stressed out and less like self-sabotaging, you know, in a way. Like, it just made me feel like, fuck, like I'm trying the best that I can. And I'm here because of things that have happened. And I'm like a shattered glass on the floor. And I'm just trying to like do the best that I can with what I've been given, and now I just have to like kind of reconstruct it and like make sense of it all. And it just kind of like, when I was talking to my dad, I just kind of just it just made me speak up about how I was feeling with my mom not showing up for me for my wedding, and how it just stemmed from like, we're just not a family and we don't show up for one another. And I stay away because I think I'm still a kid and still afraid of my mom. Because my mom has a lot of power and I'm still afraid. I'm still afraid of what she thinks. I'm still afraid of getting in trouble. I'm still afraid of like the consequences, like, as you know, but she tried her best. Like I'm coming from a loving place, but I also want my mom to understand what that made me feel like and how it's still affecting me now and how I don't want it to affect me because it's affecting our relationship. And I'm holding resentment over you and talk to you differently in a very snooty way or whatever.
See, Mom, it's not just me. It's Scout does it too. Yeah, like, it's got to be like a child actor or
I think it
a
is.
Child that just didn't get what they needed but didn't know how to ask for it.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's like we just didn't have a voice, and now – and it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult, and I'm sure my mom's going to be super stubborn because she is. And it's probably going to take a few times to, like, talk to one another, but I'm hoping that she just knows that I'm coming from a good place and that I'm doing this so we can have a relationship together and we can learn how to communicate and not shut each other out, and me not be afraid and my father not be afraid, like just all of us just not be afraid to communicate with one another and how we're feeling.
My mom was like, so this is why you're so angry at me all the time? Like, what else, Danielle? And I was like, well, there's just so much, you know, like, I don't know. There's little things. There's just so many like random memories of things that I still hold on to, mm-hmm. but I don't mean to. I don't really have issue with them anymore, but like, they still like emotionally have planted themselves, or physically have planted those stressors in my
yeah.
DNA mm-hmm. or my body somewhere, and they come up, and they're irrelevant to whatever the conversations I'm usually having with her are.
Yeah.
And but there's that snippy, like, I hope that my children never talk to me the way that I have snipped at my mom before.
Yeah.
I would kick their ass.
Yeah.
That's
do you think
sure.
it's beneficial for, like, you do it for your relationship, your spouse, but do you think it's beneficial for, like, you to go see someone with your mom? Like,
oh my God, no, I did it once. I don't think I could do
it. Did you?
Yeah, I did it once.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it not?
It wasn't with my current therapist. It was when I was 15.
Mm.
And my mom got into a fight with the therapist, and she walked out of the room and left me there. And it was because she's going to be mad that I'm saying this, but this is the reality. My mom was 21 when she had me, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She was cool. She was the cool mom. Like, we'd go clubbing together. We would drink together. We would smoke cigarettes together. We'd smoke weed together. I mean, you know.
That had to be hard. That had to be really hard.
It wasn't hard for me because I was able to do whatever the fuck
I wanted to do. But for her, like, that had to be such like
she was having the time of her life, I think.
Yeah.
She was loving all the guys were always like, they were in their 20s. Like, I was always a party at my house. My mom didn't have very many friends. So it was like, you know, she's like, which I understand. She's like, you're going to do this anyway. So I'd rather you do it here. So she bought me. We turned our like formal living room or whatever in our rental house into like a game room. We had the pool table and the air hockey machine, and we had the pole position video games, and like, you know, everybody came over and we had the pool and the jacuzzi and the fire pit in the backyard. And it was like my house was sort of the house that everybody came to, because my mom made sure nobody got in the car when they were drinking. If they were drinking, because we were going to parties and drinking anyway underage.
Did she experience like that sort of stuff when she was younger? Because I always...
No, she got married at 19.
Yeah, like I always
with
like...
my dad since she's like 16.
Yeah, so she was just kind of like living... like, you know,
vicariously through.
Yeah. What she missed, you know, I couldn't imagine being a mom at 21 years old. Like, I could not imagine that. I probably would have done the same fucking like your brain is like not mentally like.
I was 14 when my mom was your age.
Wow.
So I was smoking cigarettes, smoking weed, having sex, super like successful in my career at that age.
That's gotta be
lots of money on a fucking TV show, like movie star kids in and out of my house all day long.
I would love to hear like your mom's side of like let's really get down to it. Like what were you really feeling? Yeah. Not masking it with like party and like this and just doing your best. Like what were you really feeling? Like my age to have that age of a
child. She was feeling, I think, on top of the world.
No, but Danielle, you're speaking for her. She probably, I mean, yeah, I get it, but maybe she wasn't. She was just.
If she wasn't, I don't think that she was aware of it. And I don't think she's aware of it now.
I think it'd be interesting to have that talk. I'm about to.
I mean, have it with her. She's going to be here for my Christmas
me?
Party.
You.
I want to fucking have that conversation
hey,
with her.
So can I talk to you?
You should. It'd be interesting actually to see, like, for her to see another. She's never had a conversation with another person like me that was a kid actor ever. Mm. The only like girlfriends I had that came around all the time that were kid actors, their parents worked or they had a good relationship, or there was no drama when I was friends with them when their parents were still involved in their life. It was only when everybody turned 18, everybody was like, oh my God, my mom, oh my God, my dad. And everybody like went fucking buck wild. And you started realizing like all these things that had happened, you know, when you're growing up that you wish hadn't had, or you didn't realize was like weird or different, because we all, like if you and I grew up together at the same time, you know, you're like my best friend, Kimmy. Like it's the same sort of thing where I spoke her language because she was, you know, kid actress and she's fucking 5 years old on General Hospital and her mom's fucking kooka nuts. And her mom's way crazier than my mom. She doesn't talk to her mom anymore, but crazy in a different way, but still like she got it. I didn't have to say anything to her. I just could call her and be like, girl. And she'd be like, oh God, what? Tell me. You just know. Like if you say to me like,
my mom,
it's like, you don't have to even finish a sentence and vice versa. Like,
You know what stemmed it from when I was in the therapy session? I was talking about my real mom and I told the story of like how I stayed away because I was afraid of hurting my stepmom and father. And I even told my dad, I said, I know that you don't think that you said that you know, my dad goes, I never kept you away from you. I'm like, you didn't have to say it. Like I felt it. I felt it, you know? And it's also like, I'm not blaming you. It was a lot my fault that I stayed away from her in my 20s and I waited too late and now she's gone. And I was crying with my dad and I was like, Dad, I feel like that as you now. You're 70. We don't spend any time together. I'm going to repeat the same thing and you're going to be gone. And then I can't do that again with another parent.
Good for you. You're taking the steps to make the change.
Yeah. And that was what I realized that in therapy as I was saying it. I was like, oh my God, like I'm like, it's going to happen to me with my dad if I don't like take control of it right now.
So what I would do, and my therapist used to like have to preface, like before I would leave the room, she'd be like, okay, listen, we can talk about this in here. This does not mean you need to go home and have the conversation with your husband. You don't need to go home and have the conversation with your mother. You don't need to go pull the trigger. Like meaning like, you know, because I was like, okay, you're telling me like it was the one adult that I wanted to listen to. Any advice, whatever she told me, only once in a blue moon, I'd be like, I don't really feel like that's not my truth or that's not what I'm getting. But she would give me the go ahead. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to fire my manager. I'm going to go fucking get my, I'm going to go, you know, freeze my eggs. I'm going to go get my real estate license. Like whatever it may have been, I'm going to go break up with him. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to leave here and I'm going to fucking go home and I'm going to sit him down and I'm going to be like, get the fuck out of my house. So next time I come in, that's why I would go Tuesdays, Thursdays, because Tuesday I would tell her everything, I'd vomit, and then Friday I would break it apart. I couldn't get it all out in 50 minutes, so I would fix it. But she gave me the green light to like find my voice for the first time. And it was empowering and I felt like she had my back. So I didn't ever feel like I was going into something without like the confidence that I could speak my truth. So I was saying I told my mom I was going to write a book and I after her being upset about, you know, the episode. And I said, I just want you to know, like, there might be things in there that are upsetting to you. And she said, Danielle, I don't care, you know, what you write, as long as it's the truth. And I said, but my truth is different than what your truth is. So mm-hmm. you have to see it from both ways. Are you scared at all about your dad reading your book?
I'm not diving deep into that stuff. I think that's why I didn't do what you're doing, your route.
I wasn't ready at your age though. I was only ready now because I feel like I'm like midlife, like my life is, I've just tipped to that other side.
I think that book will come later. I think this just focuses around like, you know, at one age, one summer.
Well, you don't have your story yet.
Yeah,
you
know, not a lot can happen in that summer. A lot happened in that summer, but like, you know, like
you've got the like set up for your life so people can kind of see what got you to where you are, and then your next one needs to be after you got where you are, where did you go from there?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't feel like I was ready for that. And that's probably why I've got so much life to I feel like I'm still like at like 35% of my life. I'm like, I can't wait for the rest, you know?
Dude, how old are you?
34, baby.
Yeah. So you've basically about 35% of your life.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm like halfway there. That's why I'm like starting to boop. Yeah. Boop. Speaking of, it's super late, you guys, when we're recording. And that's why my voice sounds very sexy because I'm fucking tired. And she's also tired.
High. Are you high?
You know what? I took an edible, but I don't feel anything. It was an indica though. So it's like, that's why I'm super chill.
You're chilling.
Our morning sessions are usually sativa'd. So no, it's a little good. Bit of
this
a different.
This is nice. This is a nice episode. We always, fucking every episode is really nice. This is a good one.
It's the holidays. It's like, it's December, you guys. We're just kind of coming off of our crazy ride. But I thank you for listening, right?
Yes. And I guess today marks the day that we'll pop our link out there and figure
Costa
out
Rica, baby.
Who's coming to Costa Rica with us, baby.
Don't forget, sign up for our Patreon.
Yeah.
We love you and we need your support. So if you haven't, I know some of you guys are texting and are messaging and I'm reading them and you guys are great. Like, oh my God, I just found out that you guys have podcasts and Patreon. Like, I love it. Thank you. We see all that stuff and that's why we do this. So, and Scout's coming here soon. So we're going to do another couples episode.
Yes.
And it's a year already.
That's crazy.
I know, right?
That's nuts.
I think it's a year.
Wow.
And then lots of good stuff going on. All right, Scout, I'm going to bed.
Amazing. Good night, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Everybody, happy Tuesday or have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.